This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're going to play a game here coming up in a little bit to celebrate Rob. Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive, 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. Very happy to be here. My name is Carrington. Congratulations to our guy, Rob Brinton. Rob Brinton got engaged over the weekend. He says that he is planning for a summer wedding in next year. We'll certainly keep you updated here on The Drive. Again, congratulations to him. Very happy for him and his family. Is, you know what, our guy is getting married here. I'm trying to find the little audio clips here. I got to scroll down here. Oh, I remember where I put them. Hold on, my bad. I was looking in the wrong folder. My apologies.
This is here. Dynamic radio.
I was looking in the Drive folder, and that's not where it is. Oh, my bad. I apologize here. This is Dynamic. Danny wanted to congratulate you. I'll play it for you.
Hey, what's up, Rob? It's Danny Parkins. Just wanted to say congratulations on your engagement. I'm sure she's a very lucky girl. And let's be honest, you are prepared for marriage because there is no one in the world who would be more difficult and high maintenance and opinionated and picky and frankly bossy than the person you work with every single day. So it's why my marriage is successful. It's why many people who's worked with him before's marriages are successful. If you can survive Carrington Harrison for 4+ hours a day, marriage is going to be a walk in the park, my man. Congrats.
I want you guys to know that none of that is true about me. None of that is true. Rob and I have a great relationship. I'm a little hurt that Danny, that's the message that he decided to leave for you, because there was no reason to do that to me and throw me under the bus to the extent in which he did. You haven't heard this yet today. You like John Kurtz more than you like me. I want you to come out and admit that today. You get a little pep in your step whenever John Kurtz comes around.
I mean, I like Kurtz and the fact that I can make fun of him because he's a K-State fan and he gets very, very in his feelings fast.
Yeah, Kurtz was very happy to do this. This is what Kurtz wants you to know.
Hey, what's up, Rob? It's John Kurtz. Congrats, man. Was thrilled to see that this weekend. Really happy for you, buddy. Next round of the Hawk is on me, my friend. Take care.
Look at John Kurtz, man. Congratulations to you, Rob. We got everybody to reach out. Scott Parks from down the hall. He wants me to tell you this.
Rob, we couldn't be happier for you. Congratulations. Very simple. You are always wrong. She is always right. It's very simple.
Now, I just have a question. Some of you have been in relationships for a while. You know this. 913-586-7610. Rob, you're in a happy, healthy relationship. How can that be the advice that we give to each other? Like, isn't a marriage supposed to be a partnership? Aren't you working together? Rob, sometimes I'm wrong. Like, we will disagree about something, and then with more evidence, I will be wrong. So it's like, yo, my bad, that's on me. Sometimes, Rob, you were wrong, and then you'll say my bad, and then we work together to move forward. How are we not giving this advice when it comes to marriage? You're always wrong. She's always right. No, sometimes Caroline be wrong. I mean, that's people be wrong. If she was always right, she in the wrong business. She'd be doing weather or something. She'd be doing something else if she's right all the time. How is this advice that we are sharing with one another that she is always? No, she's not. She's gonna be wrong sometimes too.
You shouldn't treat her like she's always right, because sometimes she is not going to be right. I just want to know how this is advice that we have given people. This just seems like terrible advice to me. Here's Nate Taylor.
Yes, Mr. Rob Brenton. Sounds like you've made the right decision. So congratulations to you on your engagement. As a man who's been married, I don't know, almost 11 years, why don't you just cook her some food from time to time, man? Don't put it all on her. Like, I don't know if that's tacos, if that's pasta night. It's not hard to do chicken or steak. I don't know, man. My advice would be laugh a lot and make her food from time to time. Don't put it all on her.
What advice? What advice from Nate Taylor from The Athletic? Yo, cook sometimes. What advice? He said the key to a happy marriage is taco night.
Yeah, he was like, sometimes do it easy too. Tacos are easy, chicken's easy, whatever, man. Just cook.
That's what he said.
Thanks, Nate.
He said the key to a happy life is chimichangas. That's what he just said. That's what he said. Chimichangas. All right, man. Good luck. Good luck, man. All right, I'll play one more for you. Here's Fesco.
Hey, Rob, it's Bob Fesco. I just wanted to congratulate you on getting engaged. You're finally taking that big plunge. We just celebrated our 15th wedding anniversary, and I got to say, it's been 15 years, I guess. No, I love being married. It's a lot of fun. I actually like my wife. Most people don't for whatever reason, but I love my wife. I love being around her, and I'm sure you're going to be just fine in your marriage and have a wonderful time as well. Just remember, for the wedding day, it's her day. Stay out of the way, write the check, and let her have whatever she wants. And if you do that, everything will go well. And I can't congratulate you enough, Rob, on getting married, my man, and starting the next chapter of your life. Congratulations.
It was a prize. But before we do that, before we give you a chance to win a prize, Rob, let's get to the hits.
The Hits, getting you caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City on your drive home from work, number one.
Well, Carrington, not the top story we expected today when we put the show together, but the top story of the day in Kansas City is the Kansas City Royals. As earlier today, it became official to make room for Nicky Lopez on the roster. They have DFA'd Hunter Dozier. Fans' whipping boy is no more. Carrington, we were looking at it. Is it fair to say that Hunter Dozier and his contract the Royals gave out, more specifically, Dayton Moore gave out, might be one of the worst in the history of the franchise?
It's kind of weird because it's not a lot of money. Like, Hunter Dozier only got 4 years and $25 million, so it's not like it's a crippling contract. But boy, under that deal, Hunter Dozier was absolutely terrible under that contract. So the contract kicked in 2021. So next year would have been the final year, the fourth year of the deal. He had a season in which he hit .216. He followed that up last year in 2022. He hit .236 with back-to-back seasons of an on-base percentage that was below .300. This year, he is one of the worst players in Major League Baseball. He has 2 home runs, 9 RBIs. He has 29 strikeouts and 8 walks. His batting average, .183. His on-base percentage, .253. And he is slugging .305. You could not continue to send that man out there every single day. You know my motto. At some point, you got to hand the public somebody. With the way things are going with the Kansas City Royals and them being 20 games under .500 for now the third consecutive season before Memorial Day, you had to hand the public something. Sometimes you just got to show us that you care the way that fans care. And you had to do that with Hunter Dozier. You can't be turning around getting ready to ask for money for this brand new stadium, and now you are trying to be cheap and penny pinch when it comes to getting dead weight off the team. Hunter Dozier was dead weight. He was not a guy that you could continue to play. This was the only decision that the Royals had to make. The Royals have beaten us up so much that even when they do like the obvious thing, we want to applaud them for finally doing it. If they were a serious organization, Hunter Dozier would have been off the team probably 3 weeks ago. But you know what? I'm not going to complain about that. It has been done. They have finally got him out of here, and that is exactly what needed to happen. Congratulations.
Carrington, we just talked about the Royals in the 5 o'clock hour.
You know that. The rule!
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. If you want to be.
Carrington, today's random Royals lineup goes back to the year the Royals gave the extension to Hunter Dozier. This is their lineup on today's date in 2021, where on this date at home in 2021, the Royals lost to the Detroit Tigers.
I'm scared.
Your leadoff.
The thing is about the random lineup, this lineup isn't going to be lovable.
Nope.
At least when we go back to 01, the lineup is lovable. We think back with positive thoughts and dreams. I don't think positive to the 2021 Royals.
Leading off at second base, Whit Merrifield. Mm.
Vaccine boy.
Batting second at first base, Carlos Santana. Batting third in left field, Andrew Benintendi.
Whit Merrifield really told the Royals, yo, y'all too sorry to get the vaccine. He really told him that. He was like, yo, I would consider getting it if y'all was good, but y'all not good enough.
That is verbatim what he said.
That is 100% what he said. He was like, it's not really science related or anything. Y'all just too sorry for me to go get the vaccine.
I'd do everything to win, except for go play against Toronto.
<what he said.
laughs> Batting fourth, the catcher, Salvador Perez.
Golly, this team's not that bad. Who was hitting third again?
Andrew Benintendi.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Benintendi, he's still hitting leadoff for the White Sox.
Batting fifth, in right field, Jorge Soler.
Is he still with the Braves?
No, I believe he's with the Marlins now.
Okay, my bad.
Here's where it really falls off.
Yeah, I mean, it was already falling off when you said Jorge Soler.
Batting sixth, the designated hitter, Ryan O'Hearn. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Kelvin Gutierrez.
I've never heard of that man. Is he still in the league?
Kelvin Gutierrez is currently a member of the Orioles.
Oh, wow. I'm a little surprised.
Batting eighth, the center fielder, Michael A. Taylor.
Okay. All right, Michael A.
And batting.
Dayton really thought he had some when he got Michael A. Taylor.
He was convinced.
Y'all
Michael
was excited A. about Michael A. Taylor. Text line, oh, don't try to do this. Y'all was excited about Michael A. Taylor. Y'all were big fans of Michael A. Taylor when that signing happened.
Well,
oh,
Michael
Mans reminds us of Lorenzo Cain. I ain't forgot.
Michael A. Taylor homered on this day in 2021.
Sure he did. That's a Michael A. Taylor.
And batting ninth, the shortstop, Nicky Lopez.
Okay, this team's not as bad as I thought it was going
to
be.
The Royals got six strong from Mike Minor, but unfortunately not enough to hold off the Tigers as Tyler Zuber came in and gave up two earned immediately. Greg Holland threw gasoline on the fire, and the Royals lost the Detroit Tigers 7-5 this day in 2021, dropping their record to 20-23. This was just after a 12-game losing streak the Royals suffered in 2021.
Yeah, this team's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. I thought this team was going to be a little worse than that.
This was the team that, if you'll recall, had the best record in baseball after April.
Well, this was a May lineup, so it was already starting to fall apart at this point.
We'll always have that moment that pass and tweeted out, the best team in baseball is the Royals.
Yeah, it was already starting to fall apart.
What an April.
Can I share one? It's a quasi-NBA thought with you guys. It's about the NBA, but it's really about the Chiefs. So I've been watching the NBA playoffs, and I thought the Celtics and Heat series was going to be pretty competitive. Now, I thought the Heat were going to win the series because I think they're a better team than Boston, but I thought the series was going to be pretty competitive. I was wrong. It's not been very competitive. The Heat are thumping Celtics, and I think the Celtics quit in last night's game. And I was thinking this because on paper, and that is how, for the most part, we have to have conversations, all in hypothetical. Hey, well, I think this team is going to win because of X, Y, and Z. Well, if you were going off individual talent, I think that Boston has more individual talent than the Miami Heat. They have one thing in their favor. They don't really seem to have much else. And I bring this up because looking at the team that we cover here in Kansas City with the Chiefs really seem to have all the things that you would need to be a successful organization. There's no denying the talent. They have the best quarterback in the National Football League. They have the best player in the National Football League. They have one of the best skill position players in Travis Kelce. They have arguably a top three offensive line in the National Football League. I think their defense is pretty undervalued and one of the better defenses. Like, there's no denying the talent that the Chiefs have put together over the last 5 years, but it takes other things. I think Boston has been severely outcoached in this series. I think Eric Spoelstra is one of the best coaches that we've seen in recent memory. People just don't look at him that way because of the big three and how his career got started. But you're talking about somebody who worked his way up from a video assistant and is now arguably, if not the best coach in the NBA. We know the Chiefs coaching. The Chiefs go into every game outside of games against the Patriots with a significant coaching advantage, in my opinion. There's some other really good coaches in the league. I think Kyle Shanahan is a very good coach. I think Mike Tomlin is a very good coach. Sean Payton, who's coming back to coach the Broncos, very good coach. There are some very good coaches. But for the most part, I would say that there is things fluctuate in the NFL. You can be really good like the Rams were a couple of years ago and win the Super Bowl, and then a couple of things go wrong. You miss the playoffs outright, and you have a top 10 pick potentially the next year. Like, that's the way the NFL is set up. That don't happen to Andy Reid. Andy's been doing this for, what, 22 years and has four losing seasons as a coach? Like, he is the one constant thing in the National Football League. So the Chiefs go into every game for the most part with a decided coaching advantage. That matters. And when you get the coaching advantage and you're going to have the talent advantage in a lot of scenarios, and what I think is most important is just the culture that you set. How I always say that teams take on the personality of its best player. The Chiefs have shown us what their personality is. The Chiefs don't hang their head, and the Chiefs don't let you beat them early in games. Sure, you might get up 10 to nothing, 13 to nothing, 17 to nothing. I'm sure that a couple times in this upcoming season, the Chiefs will be playing terrible in the first 15 minutes of the game, and they'll be down 13 to 3. And you'll be mad at home thinking, oh, I can't believe they did this again. Andy, run the ball. They're playing down to the level of competition. We all know what's about to happen. Just wait 15 minutes, like what they say about Missouri weather. Just go back inside and wait 30 minutes and go back outdoors and you'll get a completely different climate. All you got to normally do is wait about 15 minutes and the Chiefs, they'll probably be ahead. Their defense will get a three and out. Mahomes will take them down the field pretty quickly. The defense will get another stop. You look up and they were down 13 to 3 in the middle of the first quarter and now they're up 17-13 heading into halftime and you're like, all right. We're good. Like, that is a culture. That is a mindset that is put together by their quarterback. I'm not letting us lose. Or if we get down, you know what? We're all in this together. Let's just keep getting stops. Let's keep working together. Everything's going to be fine. That's not what Boston has. Boston quit yesterday. Say what you want about the Chiefs. We ain't never felt like they quit. Even in the Super Bowl when they were getting thumped, their quarterback didn't quit. They were getting beat up. You can never say the Chiefs fell on the sword the way that I saw the Boston Celtics do yesterday. There's a lot of things that go into winning championships. There's a lot of things that go into being great. We talk a lot about teams that have the talent. Buffalo has the talent. Buffalo is extremely talented. There's some other stuff that they haven't done right in order to win a championship. Baltimore, for all of these years, Baltimore has been one of the most consistent, great defense, great quarterback, good offensive line, good run game. Baltimore has all the things they tell you you need to win a championship. There's something that is just not connecting. Kansas City has figured out a way to put it together in a way that just not many teams have been able to do. And if you figure it out, which is really hard to do, you can win for a really long time like the Chiefs have. Or you can be Boston. We see a lot of teams like Boston, really talented teams that every year make you think they can do something, but they don't. And that's what the Boston Celtics are right now. A really talented team that has gotten really, really close, but have never really given you reason to think that they're going to win the NBA championship. I hate to say this, Rob. I hate to say it. You might have been right about Jason Tatum.
I was going to say, you can keep going and talking bad about the Celtics because you're right. There's an it factor. There's a grittiness. There's, you know, I've heard people call it championship DNA, whatever the thing is, whatever you want to call it, the Chiefs in the NFL have it. And the Patriots for a long time had it. The Celtics just don't. And beyond that intangible, beyond that it factor, whatever it may be. I would also like to point out that their best players have been terrible, just terrible this postseason. You know how we talk about with Mahomes and the wide receivers? He's the rising tide that lifts all ships. You know, a lot of people like me and you are concerned about their wide receiver in 2023. It won't matter. Mahomes is so great. Jimmy Butler's supporting cast is not great. It is objectively bad. If you polled 100 NBA fans, I don't think most of them know who some of these guys are. But Jimmy Butler's so great, rising tide lifts all boats. Jason Tatum has not been a rising tide. He has been the Sahara Desert. He's not making anyone better, and he's been awful all by himself.
I think this is maybe the best way to describe it, and it kind of goes to what Patrick Mahomes is. To me, Patrick Mahomes isn't the best quarterback in the league because of what he does in the first through the third quarter. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league because what we know he can do in the fourth quarter. Think about how many great quarterbacks there are in the league, or really talented quarterbacks. How many guys in the league do you think would have taken your team down the field in 13 seconds and given you a chance to send that game to overtime? That's the greatness to me. The greatness isn't defined by you throwing for 300 yards in the first quarter. The greatness is defined by we're down 27-14 at the start of the fourth quarter. We got to put three drives together in order for us to win this football game. Can we do it? That's what greatness is defined by. So to your point about Jason Tatum, I think Tatum's fantastic. Jason Tatum is going to give you 30 points. He's going to have 12 rebounds. Rob, in a deciding game two, that we knew that this series was over if they lost game two. You were not going back to Miami 0-2 thinking you were winning that series. Jason Tatum was 0-3 and didn't score in the fourth quarter of a deciding playoff game. You can't call yourself a great player if that's the situation. That's what separates Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler is great during the time it matters to be great. I mean, it's really the same criticism we have for Lamar Jackson. I don't think people deny Lamar Jackson's a great quarterback or not, but hey, can you take us down the field with a minute 50 left and one timeout? Can you do that? And he hasn't proven you can do it. All right, man. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for being here. Congratulations once again to Rob. Really excited for him. Really excited for his family. Today was a good day, man. We'll be back again tomorrow. Take care of yourself. It's The Drive.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.